Derek's there with you now? Okay, perfect.
Yes,
hi, Derek. It's nice to meet you. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. And so I was just bringing Gail on the line to apply the rate reduction. I think she's giving me the thumbs up on that. Let me grab her here.
Thank you, Carol. Hey, Gabrielle. Hey, Derek. How are you today?
How are you doing today?
We're fine. Thank you.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, guys. I appreciate that. And happy Friday.
No, you happy Friday to you.
Thank you. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google, but it also sounded like this might be really good timing for you guys, given that you just moved to the Pooler area about 6 months ago. So you're kind of starting all over.
Yes, ma'am. In the area, yes, with the business. We're bringing it to the Pooler, Savannah area.
Gotcha. If I may ask, just out of curiosity, why the move?
Because we relocated where we lived.
Okay, nice. Well, I'm glad you guys are there, and I'm glad we were able to connect. So, please excuse my yappy dog. He wants his dinner. He's just going to have to wait for it, though. So my job is to walk you through how all of this works and answer any questions you have. And I'll get pricing for you also. And Tara sent through a request for new in-business pricing for you, which I don't see any reason why we can't apply. We can call you new in business since you've just recently moved. It's enough to do that. So, and then we've also got a Veterans Day promo, going on today too. So super good timing. So the first thing that we'll do today, guys, is we'll close down the Pooler area for the category of pressure washing. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base for you. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any other companies who offer the same services that you do. So Pure Six Pressure Washing. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, Gabrielle?
No. I was listening to you. I said okay.
Oh, okay. No problem. Pure Six Pressure Washing is the only company then that will be promoting into that first page position. And we do all of the programming that's necessary so that when anyone is searching for any of your services, you guys come up right in the map on the first page of Google, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all. They all go directly to you, and we don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads, jobs, however you want to name them, are unlimited. And now it looks like you guys have got a good start. You've got a nice looking website out here. I see a Home Advisor or an Angie's link. How are you liking the service with Angie's and Home Advisor?
So far it's okay. We're still kind of testing out. We're fairly new to it, so I don't want to give it a rating, but it's been fine. It's just all about getting in contact with the customers once the leads come through. It's been kind of hard to get with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ones we have.
I've heard that's difficult.
Yeah, but the ones we actually do get in contact with, it's been good. We've done services and they've been satisfied. Nice people. It's been good.
Wonderful. That's good. That's great to hear. So if you're doing all right on Angie's and Home Advisor, you're going to do really, really well over on the first page of Google. What we'll do too is, you know, pressure washing is its own category, certainly, but we can use all of the services that you offer as keywords so that you're found for all of those. So for example, I would use driveway washing, sidewalk washing, cleaning. Do you do whole house, like house exteriors as well?
Yes.
Fences,
clean trucks, decks,
oh,
parking lot, boats,
RV.
Oh my.
Buses.
Wow, gosh.
Whatever need that service, we definitely applying it.
Okay, awesome. Well, you guys you've got the... Commercial and residential.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Well, you guys have got the whole package. That's awesome. Okay, you're gonna love this. This will be good for you guys. So what I want to do is put you into one of our starter packages because you've just moved. Sure, you're probably still trying to get your feet under you and get everything going. So, okay, perfect. Oh, I did want to ask you, on your website, it looks great. Who put that together for you?
We paid through a service. We really put it together, but they did the work, if that makes sense. Like, we described how we wanted it, and then they put it into a website for us. And it's actually it's under construction, so what you see is not even complete yet, but it's getting there.
Wow, it looks really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let me get some pricing for you guys here, being that you are a perfect fit for the listing. And so let me see what we've got. So I've got to pull up our retail, and then I'll apply a couple of credits here for you. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't charge taxes, and there are never any click fees or call fees or lead fees. They are unlimited. And it's on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, we don't have a need to lock you into a contract.
That's
fairly simple. Is that okay with you guys? Is that all right with you? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. No worries.
So let's see what we've got for you guys for Georgia, and then let's get you off of retail. So my retail is coming up at $399 a month with a $299 setup fee, but let's get these codes in here. So your new in business is actually, looks like that's going to get you down to $199 a month, and it dropped your setup fee down to $99. But let me get the Veterans Day in here. I think that's going to do you better. Perfect. Yeah. That got you down to $149 a month, guys. And then your setup fee would still be at $99. But that took, what was that? $250. Yeah. And really good news is you're locked in for life at that rate. So it doesn't matter if our retail prices go higher later. It's not a promotional number that's going to go up. I've got you locked in there. This sounds like exactly what's going to help you guys really get hustling there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up. And I'm going to close down the pressure washing category. Grab that quick.
So you're saying, like, if they go to Google and they type pressure washing, we should be on the first pressure washer, Pool of Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. It should pop up. Mm-hmm. We should be on the listing.
Yep, you'll pop up right in the map section, right on the first page. Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll need to gather some information from you. And are the two of you able to be together for the next 15 minutes or so?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then couple of things first. Whose card will we be using for payment today?
One second. We'll use
No worries.
Go.
Okay. And then is your first name Gabriele?
Yes.
I got it right. And then, Gabrielle, on that credit card, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
The one that I'm grabbing, I'm sorry, I got to see when he brings it. Some of them have the L, my middle initial, and then some of them don't. So I just gotta, I guess I'm gonna have to wait.
I always have to look too. I can never remember. And while you're looking for that, I can take your last name on.
Webb, W-E-B-B.
Oh, nice and easy. And what is your phone number, please? Or, I'm sorry, excuse me, your email address.
It's, Gabrielle. Is this just for, like, the billing and stuff, or will this go on Google?
Just for our internal purposes.
Okay, okay. Well, then I'll use my personal email instead of the business one. Oh. And it's Gabrielle, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, W-E-B-90 at iCal.
And did you say just one B in the email address?
No, two. G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, W-E-B-90 at iCal.
And you said at iCloud?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. It's, and I hadn't even covered that yet. You'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us. And then the second one I'm going to send over is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing. And you just need to adjust it with your discounts here so we've got everything in place.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There we go. Perfect. Okay, and that one's on the way. Did either of those make it to you so far?
Yes, I got the client dashboard analytics right here.
Wonderful, wonderful. They're not going to your junk. I like to hear that. Okay. It's always easier that way. And then, Gabrielle, I have your phone number as 912-224-5629.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is that also the business number?
The business number, we're actually... Right now, we're going to have two because we're going to have a secretary line and the boss man line. But
okay.
You can use use that number, 912-224-5629.
Okay.
Use that one. Because I'll do most of the phone stuff.
Gotcha.
Then I can update that later with you guys.
Yes, anytime. You can update credit cards, phone numbers, email addresses, anytime. It's not a problem. Okay. And then company name, I've got Pure, and then the number 6, Pressure Washing Services. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind there that I'm missing?
It's actually a corporation.
Okay. All right. Whoops. Here we go. I'm sorry, what was that?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. Fire away, Derek.
That Pure 6 is way more catchier than any power washing service.
It really is. I love the name. Where does the number 6 come in, though?
My daughter. Our daughter.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like that. A nod to her. That's awesome. Is the business going to be hers one day?
It is her business.
No kidding. That's amazing. Good for you guys.
That's why it's important for me to make sure it's worldwide because it is her business. Her parents just run it.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That's so cool. I'm so happy I get to work with you guys knowing that. That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I show you at 162 Arbor Village Drive. Is that accurate?
We actually, can we update that? Because that address, I already asked Homely's to update that. That's our home address. We don't want that listed with our business.
Okay. No, so for this portion, it'll actually need to correspond to the card that you're using.
Oh, okay. So where did you find that address at, though?
That was, I went fishing here. I was sleuthing. I found it on your Home Advisor link.
See, and I already called Home Advisor and told them to change that. So I have to get
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I have to change that.
Well,
that's not the correct address.
Let's put it in our system the right way. I'm ready for that address when you are.
Okay, one second. It's the, it's going to be, hold on one second. Make sure I get it to you right. They took it off. Hold on.
Isn't it terrible? I do that too. We've moved so many times, my husband and I. And when you can't remember what address you're at, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's a business address a little bit.
Now, how many crew members do you have, just out of curiosity?
Right now we have about 6.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Or maybe I should say, how many crew members does your daughter have?
Yeah. Yeah, Home Advisors, I'm not sure what's going on with them because I already asked them to update that twice and they're still showing up. That means they haven't done their job yet.
Darn it.
Yeah, we don't know the personal address going around.
Yeah. Any luck finding that address?
I'm looking. I'm trying to find it right now. I'm trying to see more in a moment. We have it. See, right now we're not where everything is at. So it's really
okay.
I just off the top of my head, but I'm trying to find it now. I know the street. I'm just trying to pick it up. For. I know it's Wheatley. But I'm trying to see what Wheatley.
Oh, Wheatley. Sorry. Sounded like you said Wheatley.
Wait, hold on.
And while you're looking, do you mind if I ask you a few more questions?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Do you have a Facebook page for business?
Yes.
Awesome. You wouldn't happen to know, is it under Pure Six?
It is. So
I might be able to.
Yeah.
I might be able to find it. Let me see. See if Facebook will be kind to me this afternoon.
Oh, I know
the group.
The messages with that man that does come out at church.
Let's see. Oh, there it is. Oh, no. Sorry, it's not even. That one's in Colorado. I don't think that's you.
No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. It's not liking me. Let's try one other way. Huh. There you are. I think I found you. No, that's not you. Phone number doesn't match. That doesn't even have a number.
Well, we have 2 numbers, but is it a 912 number that you see, or is it something different?
The one I saw, where'd it go? Has an 808 area code. No, that's not you. It did find me. Would you be able to, I'll tell you what, let me text you, and then you'll have my number to text back. I need to text you anyway. So I will do that, and then if you wouldn't mind, text me back your Facebook link.
And I found the address, too.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. All right. And so I'm sending over by text my contact information. I'm the lead on your account and always will be. If you ever have questions or problems, you can always reach out to me. And then
okay.
I'm also sending over our customer service contact. That's where you'll reach your technician.
Tell us about your piercing pressure washing service on Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook, it's listed under Pure Space Six Pressure Washing Service.
Okay, let me see if I can get it to come up.
Or I can
I just found you. Yay, thank you guys. That helped a lot.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to give you a like. I'm going to give you a like while I'm over there.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, he said look through it so you can tell him what you think. We just really started that Facebook page.
I like it. I really like it. You know, people love those befores and afters. I mean, they just really do. And it speaks volumes about what you guys do and the quality of your work. I mean, I'm looking through, my gosh, the difference in the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, the concrete, everything. I mean, it's amazing. Wow.
Yep.
There's one you posted, it says 3 days ago. It shows some really gnarly siding. And you guys got it all stiffed up like it's brand new.
Yep.
Wow, that's so cool.
Their face, like, I didn't even know it could come that clean. But he has to put it and stuff like that, and that's a part of it.
Yeah, I would imagine. Did you find that card yet, Gabrielle?
Oh, that's what I was supposed to do. I got the address.
Oh, all right. Let me pop back over to that screen, and I'll take that. I'll take what I get when you have it. How about that?
Okay, no problem.
All right, what's that address, hon?
The address is 2908 Waitley, Whatley Avenue, and that's Savannah, Georgia.
31. I'm sorry, what was the zip again?
614. Sorry. That's actually going to be 314. Double check. Because the address is not here, but I know that.
It's auto-populating as 31404.
Right. That's exactly what it is. I'm looking at it.
Okay. Beautiful. And then, does your middle initial appear on that card, Gabrielle?
On this one, hold on one second. Let me see. I got it in my hair. I'm looking for this one, that way you can send stuff. Okay. So, on this card, it is not listed.
Okay, no problem. All right, and I'm going to list out your services. So I'm seeing pressure washing, power washing, house washing, siding, let's see, driveways, parking lots, fences, decks, patios, boats, RVs. Thank you. Yes. Okay, got it. And then buses. Now, I'm sorry. What was that?
No, I was saying yes. Like I'm
okay. Okay. Yes. Now, do you do roofs too?
We try and stay away from roofs. Like some jobs, we'll. You know, minimize what we do to them. It will be specific with the customer, but we don't lift roofs because we try to stay away from the danger of the roofs.
I don't blame you. I don't think I'd want to be up there either, especially with water. Yeah.
Right.
better ways to earn money. Then do you do, can I say soft washing too? Is that something that you offer?
Yes, definitely soft washing.
Beautiful. Any others you can think of that I missed?
Do you have the patios, you have the fences.
Yeah. Decks, boats,
18-wheelers and dump trucks.
Oh, good.
Let me see what else. Yeah, pretty much everything, sidewalks, driveways.
Perfect. Oh, I don't have sidewalks. I'm going to add that in, though.
Okay, so sidewalks.
Perfect. Okay, that looks good. And then let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So this is a call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer. And they'll go over quality control, make sure I took all of your information accurately and we don't have any mistakes. And I'm looking for the same too, but we do one more quality control check there. And then they'll show you how to get into your reporting dashboard. And that call really kicks off us getting your campaign going. So I like to do it at your earliest convenience. Of course, today is pretty well out. But let's see what we've got next week. I'm going to try for Monday because I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. That just doesn't work for me. So let's see. It is a little dicey.
Can I ask a question on this right here?
Certainly.
What's the success rate when it comes down to going by this way right here?
Excellent question. So as a company, we have a 96% success rate in placing our clients in the map on the first page. Yeah.
Wow.
Our tech team is amazing. I'm sorry.
No, I said most people do, like, the first thing they do is search Google. I mean, I'm one of those people.
Me too. You know, I always swore I never would, but I find myself all the time, okay, Google, find blah, blah, blah. And it's just too easy. And that's what everybody's doing. So Monday, it looks like we've got an 11, noon, 1, 2, or 4 o'clock. Do any of those work for you guys?
Anyone is fine. Just let me know when. I'm pretty much open on Monday.
Okay, I'm gonna grab this 11 o'clock since it's the earliest one up.
Sure.
That way we'll get you in there before they get busy. So I'm gonna build that calendar appointment and I'll need to send it over to you and then I'll also send it to our tech team so that you're on their calendar. As soon as I get this bad boy built, I will let you know that it's on the way.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you bet. There we go. Double checking. Okay, perfect. So I've got another email on its way to you, Gabrielle. This one, the subject line is local splash CIE. Silly internal coding. Let me know when that one gets there. It'll be a calendar invite. And if you could please open that up and there'll be a yes, no, maybe option. And if you would hit the yes, that would be great. And then that'll send a confirmation back to me.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it to come through.
No problem. Sometimes there's a little bit of a delay on that one. And then while we're waiting on that to come through, I'm going to send you another text. Again, this one's just informational. This is information on how our call tracking works. I'll send that over to you. And then there's an optional item. It doesn't work for everybody. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store and it installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own unique phone number. So what most of our clients do is they'll use it for business use, the app, and then keeping their personal cell phone number separate. So if you wanted to make a business call, for example, you would pop into the app and just dial the number you're dialing, and the app phone number will be local to you. Now, the other cool thing about the Splash app is you can have unlimited numbers on the account. So let's say you want each of your employees to be on your system. They would download the Splash app. Their app would each have its own phone number on your system, and then they could use it for business as well. Now, if you had to let that person go at some point and you no longer want them to have contact with, for example, other employees or your clients, all you have to do is let us know. We'll cut their line off immediately. So is that something you guys would like?
Is it something pretty necessary or?
No, you know, if you've got your business numbers set and your, and you know, how you maneuver with your crew and everything, it's not a necessity. It's just a nice option.
Okay. Yeah, we'll hold off for now at least.
No problem. And if you do change your mind, just let me know.
Okay.
And then Gabrielle, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either or is fine, phone or text. Okay. I'll get an email though.
All right, thank you. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Hours of operation, really, you could do 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's what we've been doing.
Nice. Sunday. There we go. And then no additional charge. Would you like us to, we're not doing a website for you, are we? Nope, never mind. Nope. let's see. Okay, and then let's go ahead and set up, we set up a security challenge question and answer system. And
well, I mean,
so,
I'm
what's that?
No, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, no worries. So we set up a security question and answer system. And the reason we do that, well, a couple reasons. So one thing for you to know is we don't ever call you asking for more money. So once you get increased visibility, you may get calls from companies like Yelp or MapQuest. Gosh, it could be just about anybody we've found. They may tell you that you need to subscribe or whatever, take their offer in order for your website to do this or that or your Google business profile. Just know that those calls aren't from us, and you're free to accept or decline as you see fit, but it either decision won't affect the work that we're doing. So we've had enough people that have been faked into spending money that they didn't need to spend, and it wasn't us asking for it. So if you're ever in doubt, ask the challenge question. And if they can't give you the proper answer, then it's definitely not us. And if it's us calling you, even if they say they're from Local Splash, honestly, I would ask. There's no harm in it. And we're not going to be offended. We're the ones trying to protect you. So if you ask us for a challenge answer, we're good with it. So we've got three options. They're working on more, but we have mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet name. Which would you rather?
First pet.
All right. And what is that first pet's name?
Jordan.
J-O-R-D-A-N.
Yep. That is easiest. Not so easy to guess.
There we go. I have to type it in twice. It blanks it out. Make sure that I've got it right. Okay, and then on the card that you're using today, Gabrielle, it says your company name up here, or just your name?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
On the card that you're using, does your company name appear or just your name?
Just my name. We have a company card that we probably will update the card to, actually.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, and whenever you get that card updated and you want to switch your billing, you should be able to do that from your dashboard. If for some reason you're not able to, just let us know. Just give us a call, and we can get it fixed for you in there. And we can change that anytime, as many times as you want. And I've got to fix your address here. It didn't carry over to my billing page. So we'll do that manually. There we go. And then the address that the card goes to is at the 2908 Waitley Avenue.
No, that's the 162.
Oh, got you. Okay, let me fix that.
With the card.
There we are. Okay. I'm going to fix my oops here. There we go. And that is 31322. Okay. Make sure I've got the right zip. All right. And is that Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover today?
It's going to actually be...
No worries. You sound like me sifting and sorting through the cards. Which one's where? Which one does what?
That's funny. You want to use the limit for that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one is going to be a MasterCard. Is that fine?
That'll work. All right. And I'm ready. And... just for security's sake, I don't read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, I can keep up with you.
Okay. It's a 5143.
Okay.
7720.
Okay.
9382.
Got it.
9787.
All right. And what's the expiration, please?
1226.
That seems way out in the future from now, doesn't it? It seems like like forever away. And then what's that security code, Gabrielle?
411.
Oh, that's interesting. Isn't that a number you can dial, get something from your cell phone with that? I don't remember what it is. Maybe it's, oh, almost like a phone number lookup, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, 411 to find numbers. You used to use that to find
different,
like a phone book thing.
Okay, and then you should have two more emails on the way to you. Only one of them we need to handle. The one we want is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. And do you know how much longer for this call? Not to rush you, I'm just trying to figure out.
No worries. We've only got about, let's just say 10 minutes just to be safe. But it should only take about 5.
Okay. All right, yeah, I got the invoice and everything.
Awesome. So if you open that one up, about 4 sentences down is click here. And I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway. So it's a Google requirement, so it's just kind of easier to have you do that, and then I'll do the reading.
Okay.
So it should open up a new page, and if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, mm-hmm. and then it'll ask you to type your name with the capitals in the right places. And
okay.
And then let me know when you've got that, and I'll check to make sure it updated on this end. And if we did everything right, you should land at a login screen.
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get that those credentials for you on Monday during your onboarding call. And that updated over here just perfectly. So we'll do the voice verification. And then I'm done. Then you guys can get on your way. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Pure 6 Pressure Washing Services.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Should we both do it?
Actually, that would be perfect if you would.
Okay. 1 second.
Derek Roberts, owner and operator of Pure 6 Pressure Washing.
Thank you.
And then Gabrielle Webb, co-owner and operator of Pure 6 Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 11th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $248, excuse me. The breakout, I had to double check, scared me for a second. I won't even bother telling you what I was looking at. It was wrong. The breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is $149, which is locked in, and there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 11th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a number for client support just so I can make sure I have that information just in case?
Yes, actually, I texted it to you, but I can send it over again.
Oh, no, so, yeah, you're right. I forgot that.
Oh, okay. No worries. No worries. So I will call you on Monday for the onboarding call. I'll get you introduced and all settled in with your technician and answer any last questions you have. And for now, do you have any questions before I let you back to your day?
No, we'll think of anything we may want to know by Monday, and I'll have a list ready if there is one.
Perfect. And if you think of any other services that you want to add to, definitely hang on to those, and we can take those on Monday, too.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for yours, guys. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.